You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, The Breakfast Grill. I'm Noelle Lim with Randy Williams, CEO and founder of Carrot Soup Forum, the largest angel investment community in the world, comprising 750 members. Carrot Soup Forum members have invested over $180 million in 200 companies in technology, real estate, healthcare, biotech, and life sciences. It is based in California and has chapters throughout the US, China, and Europe. Randy has over 30 years of experience in finance, real estate, and marketing, and had founded two banks to serve medium-sized enterprises. Glad to have you here with us, Randy. Carrot Soup, which is basically a Japanese term, which in its bare sense means business alliance. What does it mean in the context of Carrot Soup Forum? Is Carrot Soup Forum both a lender and shareholder?
No, it's not. Members make their own individual decisions. They enjoy the mind share or the swarm intelligence of our community. We've grown to over 800 members in three continents. We share information. However, in the 11th hour, when a member wants to make an investment, it's a direct investment. Technically and legally, we are a facilitator. We're bringing investors together and entrepreneurs. But we don't take warrants or commissions. There's no vested interest at Carrot Soup. We're here to be better investors and and we actually now over 200 fundings over the last 9 years.
So you have members, like 800 members, that put their money together, and basically, and Carrot Soup Forum's job is to find the companies to invest in.
Yes. They don't put their money together. We act together with knowledge. We fortunately have most major industries at the table, but the perfect member usually has time. He or she's an entrepreneur, and they have made it in life. They have a great scorecard, but they also want to keep giving and help with their Rolodex. And in fact, the term Carrot Soup is really about helping and working together, enjoying the synergies of a swarm or a smart or a group of smart people. We're fortunately grown worldwide, but at the 11th hour, when you are ready to make an investment, it doesn't flow through Carrot Soup. It's a direct investment with the company, but we as a community negotiate, work hard.
Matchmaker.
Yes, matchmaker, but work hard to get the valuation correctly because we want the entrepreneur to win, but we need to win too.
So who would you cite, the entrepreneur or the member, if you're involved in the negotiations?
We cite the true win-win. The perfect entrepreneur comes to us with a valuation they've set, but they need to be negotiable. We need to know what they think the company's worth, but we come in with our set of metrics and our idea, and generally it's a negotiation. But the way they win and we win is not just the valuation, but we constantly will help the company grow with our resources. A lot of the members, including myself, always want to help the company grow with the power of resources and relationships.
So what does Carrot Soup get out of doing this monetary-wise?
We had a study done by a PhD student that was just completed last week. If you invested in everything that has been realized or monetized at Carrot Soup Forum in the last 8 years, you'd have over a 22% return.
Per year.
Per year, annualized. But isn't it ironic? You invest in the public marketplaces, you would have lost 22 to 30
especially
or 50%.
Especially last year.
So isn't it interesting when most people think angel or early stage investing
it's
is risky?
Yeah.
But if you invoke a worldwide community and or a local community, as we want to do here in Malaysia, to actually help each other be smarter, more efficient investors, that's a better way to truly invest.
You mentioned about Carrot Soup providing the resources. If you could maybe talk me through an example where you help an entrepreneur and also a member, how do you match make them together?
We're a membership organization. There is a fee to join, but when a company gets funded, they do not pay Carrot Soup Forum back. They do not pay me back. They pay the company, the individuals who invested, the members, with hopefully a good return when they monetize through M&A or IPO.
So members pay a fee to join Carrot Soup, and in turn, what they get is the networking, the access to other members as well, and also maybe to deals.
Exactly. They get a worldwide network, but they also get the local mind share of hopefully. And again, I want to. I'm excited about creating a community here in Malaysia, and eventually through Pan Asia, we want to. We're already in Beijing, but we want to be in Singapore. We want to be in Shanghai, and Osaka, eventually Australia. So this region of the world is very, very important to us.
Malaysia is the first chapter to be set up in Southeast Asia, and the second in Asia, right?
That's right.
How much is the fees to join as a member?
Well, there's nuances throughout the world, but typically in the United States, our fee has always been the same. It's been $3,000 U.S. to join Kretza Forum in the U.S.
This is a fee per year?
Correct.
And what about Malaysia? What do you think the fee would be like?
I'll let the leadership determine that. And MDEC, who we've been interacting with the last 3 years, we came here to memorialize an agreement, and they are going to be the platform and provide the leadership to invoke a community to come together to be smarter investors, and they will be the ones responsible for determining the fee.
Why did it take 3 years to work out something with MDEC?
Because I like going slow, and so do they.
Slow, it's not very entrepreneurial, right?
Well, we wanted to see everybody's agendas correct. We wanted to see to make sure that they had in their heart, just like we do, is to help entrepreneurs. But they also, MDEC has always had a platform of really creating job formation and helping this economy grow. And really, that's a win-win, because when we create job formation, hopefully our companies are doing well, and then at the end of the day, we monetize, hopefully with between a 5 and 10x on our investment.
So it's also not just the agenda, right? It's also the value system. You need to have the common value system.
Yes, we have a no solicitation policy the last 10 years. A member comes because they want to be a smarter investor, but if a member is soliciting another member, which only has happened once in the last 10 years, we send a check back within 24 hours and say, you're no longer a member. This is a community of safe harbor. This is a community of us helping each other be smarter, more efficient investors. But along the way, we are seriously funding companies.
It was started in 2000, right? Karatsu Forum. And yes, since the members have invested about $180 million in 200 companies, how much funds were invested last year? Just last year?
Well, let me give you a Northern California statistic. We have four chapters for 365 members. The year before, we had $30 million in 30 companies. Last year, we had less capital because of the worldwide recession. We had $25 million, but we funded 45 companies. The power of that is very important, because when a company receives capital from Kretza Forum, let's say we fund two or three companies here the next quarter.
Is it Karatsu Forum that funds it, or is it the members that fund it?
It's the members that fund it. Mm. But once the company is funded locally, if they need additional capital, then they're asked to travel, if they want to, for not only capital, for resources. So in other words, in Northern California, those 45 companies, if they're meeting their milestones, and right now 43 are meeting their milestones, now they're invited to travel worldwide for customers, resources, and capital from other members if they decide. Now, one thing's important. We have a very, very stringent self-selection and process. And so a company that gets funding in Northern California, there's no free ticket to come to Malaysia. They have to go through the same process, the same screening, the same committees to get chosen.
For this year, do you expect, the situation will improve? You'll actually get more funding from members?
We actually are very excited about this year because, again, what I said earlier, we have the whole ecosystem at the table. We have early stage investors, but we also have VCs. 10% of our members are VCs, tier one all the way to tier three VCs. Very esteemed, very worldwide, world-renowned venture capitalists.
So, for example, is Blackstone a member?
No.
And why not?
Blackstone is primarily in New York, and we just opened up New York. We are considering right now if we're going to have a relationship with Blackstone. It's a very good question. I would imagine within the next 3 months they'll be a member. The VCs, right now, they're having a lot of limited partner issues. The LPs are not funding a lot of VCs right now throughout the world. They're holding back. And so we're seeing a lot of VC-backed deals right now that are very attractive. So we call it Charles Dickens time, the best of times, worst of times. Mm-hmm. The best of times, we're getting the best deal flow ever. The worst of times, still, there is obviously capital constraint. Right now, capital is not as persuasive or pervasive as it was several years ago. But right now, we're seeing unbelievable deal flow.
There will be sellers who may be desperate, and you might be able to get good values, isn't it?
Well, again, we want them to win, but we have to win too.
BFM 89.9, The Breakfast Grill, brought to you by CIMB Group. I'm speaking Randy Williams, CEO and founder of Carrot Sue Forum, the largest angel investment community in the world. What are some success cases of Carrot Sue? If you could just maybe share one or two cases that you were particularly proud of.
Well, we were fortunately early on, several members invested in Google, and they put together $200,000, which turned into $463 million. And we were early investors in PS Pharma, which went on the AIM several years ago, which was a 45X on our capital, people that invest in it. Also, we invest in brick and mortar, meaning we like real estate. And so we have invested in projects in San Francisco, LA, New York. And so far, our realized things that we've been able to monetize on real estate has exceeded 28% IRR.
Your background is real estate, so I'm sure you've got a lot of input in there, isn't it?
Well, again, I'm one member. I just happen to be the founder and CEO, but I have one vote what companies make it. But fortunately, we have a very arduous screening, probably of using Northern California as an example. 100 companies a month apply for funding, and only 4 make it. However, in the last 3 years, we've had about 50% track record. If they made the form, they'll get funding.
What do you mean if they meet the form? That means they meet their profit targets?
Well, we have a system which is from screening to committees, and eventually they make the form, and then there's post-due diligence. We assemble in the Google groups, and then we decide at the 11th hour to make an investment. But because of that process is so structured and so refined over the last 10 years, if a company goes through that structure correctly, they'll have 50% chance of getting funding historically. There's no promises going forward, but that's been the statistics the last 4 years at Crescent Forum.
I suppose it's a good due diligence process. You know that this entrepreneur is serious. He's serious about his business, and he'll probably use your money in a serious way.
Yes.
And something like 1 out of 4 small businesses fail, but failures are lessons. Any major investments that went bad? Any deals that went sour?
Well, the statistics now are we're up to now 243 fundings. We had a tremendous prolific investing last year. So, however, we've had 49 liquid events. We've had 6 failures. Of the 6 failures, 3 are restarts. And we have one right now, which is called Earth Class Mail, that's attracted $11 million of capital from us. But everybody knew that was either swinging through the fence and or home run and or a flame out. It could flame out. Mm-hmm. But that's the spirit of Carrot Sue Forum and angel investing. Sometimes you want to back a company with $25,000. You may lose it all, or that $25,000 could possibly turn into $100,000 to $200,000 or $400,000 or $500,000.
They always say that, you know, in a risky venture, there's always going to be a mad person behind it to fund it. Would you describe your members as mad in that sense? Or are they calculated?
No, they're very, very calculated. Our members, a perfect member obviously has time, wants to engage in the process. But also, we have every industry at the table. We have members from Google. We have members from Sun, Microsoft, Cisco, and they're either at retirement and or they've monetized through stock options. They still want to help companies grow. But again, the perfect member has time to get involved and help the process.
I think one of the concerns about maybe entrepreneurs wanting to seek funding is sharing that information. They may be concerned about sharing information that has intellectual property attached to it. How do you manage that fine balance there?
Well, confidentiality. A great question. VCs and Carrot Sue Forum, we do not sign NDAs. So if a company wants to come to us and they ask us to sign a non-disclosure, then we just say we don't do that. And they need to share as much information as possible. Yes, there's some IP that needs to be protected. That will be found out down the road right before we invest. That's not something you put forth right there in the general meeting. That will come out. The IP needs to be protected. But Carrot Sue Forum is a gracious and a careful community. We want, again, the entrepreneurs to do very well. If you come as a guest to Carrot Sue Forum anywhere in the world, you'll notice that members care about the entrepreneurs. They care about helping, but they also need to win too and protect the company.
So are you selective about your members? You mentioned you return the check of one member. How do you suss them out, the bad apples?
Well, I like to have them do due diligence on us first. If you're a member of Crest Forum, you're a member of all the chapters worldwide. Just one fee. And as you travel, as you go to other, you'll be welcome in Paris, you'll be welcome in Beijing and or Malaysia. However, they check us out first, then they submit an application, and there's a waiting list for membership, and then we determine through our vetting that they're worthy to be a Crest Forum member.
What's the waiting list like?
Depends where you are. In Northern California, in the founding chapter, which I created, we've had a 2-year waiting list.
And what sort of criteria do you look for?
We have a tipping point of 150 members maximum per chapter.
Oh, okay.
And so we feel...
But you mentioned that California, but this is throughout the global chapters.
Yeah, the 362, I believe I mentioned, members, that's Northern California. We have 4 chapters, Silicon Valley, East Bay of Northern San Francisco, and Marin County. Those are our 4 chapters in name.
BFM 89.9, the business station.